Over these past number of weeks, we've been looking at the fruit of the Spirit. What is it that grows in us as the Holy Spirit transforms us, changes us to be more and more like Jesus? And it has been so good to look at all those Christ-like characteristics that are growing in us as the Holy Spirit is at work. And the interesting thing that has struck me time and time again is very often these characteristics only grow where we have to put them into play. And so that faithfulness only really comes into play whenever we have to be faithful. That patience only grows in us whenever we're in situations where we have to be patient. And we come to this gentleness, one of the fruit of the Spirit, one of the things that Jesus is growing in your life as the Holy Spirit's at work in you. But I wonder what comes to mind when you hear the word gentleness. Very often we think it's weakness. Very often we think it's sort of a passive that just lies back and takes whatever's going. Gentle. And yet, when you actually sit down and think about it, when you look through the Bible, true gentleness is quite the opposite to these things. It's not weakness. It's not lying back and just taking whatever comes. True gentleness requires both strength and self-control. Imagine a toddler squeezing her daddy's thumb with all her might, and you can see the wee face all twisted up as she squeezes and squeezes and squeezes on that thumb, doing her best to make it hurt. And it just doesn't happen. She doesn't have the power. And then the daddy, for a bit of fun, squeezes back and there's a yelp. Who shows gentleness? The strong one. How's gentleness shown? It's shown in strength, it's shown in self-control. It's the strong hand, not the weak one, that needs to learn to be gentle. And so as we look at this morning, and as I look at it, one of the things I ask myself is, well, where do I need to be gentle? With whom do I need to be gentle? Where is that gentleness to be shown? Gentleness, this strong hand with a soft touch. It's a tender, compassionate approach towards those who are weaker than ourselves or those who are limited in some way. But this gentleness should be evident in our lives. Jonathan Edwards, one of the leaders of the revival in the eastern area of the States, made this comment, and it's made me think, all who are truly godly and real disciples of Christ have a gentle spirit in them. And when I read this, I started to think through people that I know or people that I have known, people who have influenced me, people who have shown me gentleness. And it's true. Those who are truly godly, those who are real disciples of Jesus Christ, have this gentle spirit about them. And it's one of the things that just sets them apart. It's one of the things that makes people sit back and notice this gentleness. The Bible highlights this gentleness. That passage which Sandra read for us, which is the first of the servant songs in Isaiah. Sometimes people think those are written for the nation of Israel. This is what you're to be like, Israel. And there was an aspect of that. But we see those servant songs really coming true in Jesus. And so here's what Isaiah says about the Messiah, the one who is to come, about Jesus. He's not going to shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. And then this lovely, lovely phrase, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. It'd be so easy to just snap off that bruised reed. It'd be so easy to just snuff out that smoldering wick. So easy. And yet Jesus in his gentleness doesn't do that. After the past couple of years, and with all that's going on in the world around us today, many of us feel like those bruised reeds, smoldering wicks, just fragile, tender. And we don't want someone who's going to snap us off or snuff us out. We want someone who's going to gently deal with us, and that's Jesus. The one who won't break a bruised reed or snuff out a smoldering wick. Jesus speaks about himself and simply says, I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. He says this in the context of speaking to people who are just weary and burdened, trying to keep the law, trying to be good people, trying to be decent people, upright people, and they're struggling with it. And Jesus simply says, come to me. I'm gentle and humble, and you'll find rest in me. Now, sometimes we look at Jesus and we remember the song that we probably learned in Sunday school, Gentle Jesus, Meek and Mild. And that colors our picture of gentleness. And yet the same Jesus is the one who continually confronts with the truth. You remember that story where a woman is caught in adultery? I've often struggled with that because, well, there must have been somebody else around as well, but he's not caught for some reason. It doesn't suit. She's caught. And there are those who are being far from gentle. Jesus, this is what she's done. The law says she should be stoned. What do you think? And Jesus gently confronts those legalists, those hard hearts, and simply says, okay. The one of you who's without sin, let him throw the first stone. And they just quietly melt away. And Jesus turns to the woman herself and simply says, go on your way. Sin no more. Gentle, but still confronting with the truth. The picture of gentleness. Paul, when he speaks to the early church, appeals to them by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. He's not there to beat them up. He's not there to cause them more grief or angst. He appeals to them by the meekness and gentleness of Jesus Christ. And here's the thing. In spite of our sinfulness, in spite of the fact that time and time again we turn away from God, we reject his love, we rebel against his grace, in spite of all that, God has been gentle and loving towards us. At the cross, the one who is truly strong lays down his life gently. There were lots of people about that day thought they were strong. The religious leaders, the Roman soldiers. True strength was in Jesus, who gently lays down his life for us. And when we stop to think that we've been treated with such kindness, such grace, such gentleness by Jesus Christ, we ought to be the most difficult people in the world to offend. How easily are we offended? How quickly do we jump to be offended? Instead of having that meekness and gentleness of Christ. If we really experience the gentleness of God in Jesus Christ, we should be the last people to be offended. There is no doubt that we need to grow in gentleness. That's why it's part of the work of the Holy Spirit, because it's beyond us. It's not something that we can simply sit down and decide, you know, today I'm going to be more gentle, although we have our part to play. It's part of that supernatural work of the Holy Spirit in us who changes us to be more Christ-like, and that includes being gentler with each other. But we do have our part to play. Paul, when he writes to the church in Colossae, simply says, as God's chosen people, holy and deeply loved, God has treated you gently. Clothe yourselves with these things: compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Yes, we're dependent upon the work of the Holy Spirit to grow this gentleness in us, but we have our part to play as well in seeking to be gentle. Paul, when he talks to young Timothy, simply says, but you, man of God, flee from all of this. Flee from all that's wrong around you. Flee from all that would pull you down. And pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. So, yes, the Holy Spirit is working these things out in our lives, but we have our part to play in pursuing gentleness. Can you imagine a world with more gentleness? Can you imagine a world which is just more gentle than it is? And often we think it's a dream. A world where we show, where the strong show more self-control and care for the weak. What a difference that would make to politics, locally, nationally, internationally, if the strong were to show gentleness. Gentleness. What a big difference it would make. What a difference it makes for each of us. These things are a pest. I wish we didn't have to wear them, but we wear them because we respect those who are weak. The strong can decide, you know what, I don't want to offend others. I'll wear a mask out of respect and courtesy for others. And it's one of the ways that we show gentleness to folks around us. A simple, easy way. Paul writes to the church at Philippi and says, let your gentleness be evident to all. It needs to be seen. It's all said in the context of rejoicing. That's in that passage where Paul says, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. But in the middle of it he says, let your gentleness be evident to all. So when you're rejoicing, don't be triumphant. Be gentle. Let our gentleness be evident. Peter, talking about the hope that we have in us, says we need to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope you have. So if someone looks at you and says, well, how can you have hope in these days? With all that has gone on, all that is going on, how can you have hope? It's an opportunity to speak of Jesus, but with this, But do this with gentleness and respect. So often within the church we have been so harsh and hard with the good news of Jesus. Give an answer to the hope that you have within you because of Jesus, but do it with gentleness and respect, as the strong reaching out to the weak. Again, as that strong hand with a soft touch. So who do you need to show gentleness to? Where do you need that gentleness to be evident in your life? And the answer to those questions is probably, who do you need to show gentleness to? The people who really irritate you. The people who really annoy you. Where do we need to show gentleness? Places we'd rather not be. Situations we'd rather not be in. Where the temptation is to be harsh and to be angry. Let your gentleness be evident to all. May God give us the grace to allow His Holy Spirit to work in us and through us, that His gentleness may be seen and lead others to turn to Jesus. Let's pray together. Lord, you know the people with whom we find it difficult to be gentle. You know the situations, Lord, where we struggle with gentleness. And yet, Lord, those are the very people, the very places where your gentleness needs to be experienced. Forgive us, we pray. Work in us by your Holy Spirit, but help us to clothe ourselves with the gentleness of Jesus. And to you, Lord, and you alone, be all glory, honor, and praise. Amen.